The following episode of Shiny Objects originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, May 25th, 2026 at 2 p.m.
This is KGVM Bozeman, 95.9 FM and streaming on the web at kgvm.org. I'm your host, Todd Mason, and this is Shiny Objects, new music for old listeners. If you find yourself stuck in that classic rock rut, then join me most Monday afternoons from 1 to 3 as we cover some great new rock music from the 2020s. So stick around, turn it up, and enjoy.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Google disrupted a criminal group's attempt to use artificial intelligence to exploit another company's previously unknown digital vulnerability, adding to heightened worries across government and private industry about AI's risks for cybersecurity. Google shared limited information about the attackers and the target, but John Hultquist, chief analyst at the tech giant's threat intelligence arm, said it represents a moment that cybersecurity experts have warned about for years: malicious hackers arming themselves with AI to supercharge their ability to break into the world's computers. "It's here," Hultquist said. "The era of AI-driven vulnerability and exploitation is already here." Google said it observed a group of prominent threat actors planning a big operation relying on a bug they had found. The vulnerability allowed them to bypass two-factor authentication to access a popular online system administration tool, which Google declined to name. The company called it a zero-day exploit, a cyber attack that takes advantage of a previously unknown security vulnerability. Zero-day refers to the fact that the security engineers have had 0 days to develop a fix for that vulnerability. Google said it notified the affected company and law enforcement and was able to disrupt the operation before it caused any damage. But as it traced the hackers' footprints, it found evidence that they had used an AI large language model, the same technology that powers popular chatbots, to discover the vulnerability. Hultquist said that compared with government spies who typically work slowly and quietly, criminal hackers have some of the most to gain from AI's tremendous capability for speed in finding and weaponizing security bugs. There's a race between you and them to stop them before they can essentially get whatever data they need to extort you with or launch ransomware, he said. AI is going to be a huge advantage because they can move a lot faster. A Bozeman man has been convicted of hunting violations after poaching a deer which a witness recorded. The witness video and photos of the illegal deer kill helped wardens investigate the Bozeman man who was later convicted in the Madison County hunting case. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks said that Juan Garcia Gomez pleaded guilty last month in Madison County Justice Court to misdemeanor counts of unlawful possession of a game animal, unlawful hunting from a public highway, and failing to validate his general deer license. Last November, a witness took video near Jeffers, Montana, just southeast of Ennis, that showed Garcia Gomez in the roadway, leaning against his vehicle and shooting a mule deer buck on a nearby hillside. After illegally shooting the deer, Garcia Gomez loaded the animal into his vehicle and left. The witness found a spent shell casing in the road, took a photo of it, and reported the case to FWP. Wardens then worked with the Madison County Sheriff's Office to detain Garcia Gomez and investigate the incident. Garcia Gomez was convicted on 3 misdemeanor counts, paid $1,100 in fines, and had his hunting and fishing privileges suspended for 2 years nationwide. Montana is part of the Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact, which means that a loss of hunting privileges in one state applies in all 50 states. Did you know, in 1852, Peter Roget, after a lifetime of making lists of names that mean the same or similar thing as a way to ward off depression, Roget published his book of synonyms into Roget's Thesaurus. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
This is Brad, and you are tuned in to KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of Gallatin Valley. Broadcasting at 95.9 FM or streaming on the web at kgvm.org.
Out there on the edge of the world, way past common sense, past the Dairy Queen, the county line, where there ain't any fences. Gonna find my own peace. I wanna be somewhere in the middle of nowhere. I think maybe I'll just stay there. Don't tell me you miss me, I don't care. I'm somewhere in the middle of nowhere. Service on the phone and I'm alone, but it honestly feels good. And if you tried to call, I wouldn't call you back, even if I could. Gonna find my own peace. I wanna be
of being cut open, then hearing your wounds are too much to take. I know you think you were born to be broken, but trouble's the cost of being awake. Don't take it heavy on your good shoulders. We circle sun every day. Don't take it on you, it's just the cold truth. Nothing comes easy except for pain. Trying to survive. What can a friend do to try and convince you that trouble's the cost of being alive? Don't take it heavy on your good shoulders. We circle back round the sun every day. Don't take
take it on you. It's just the cold truth. Nothing comes easy except for pain. So gather your flowers, plant all your roses, build up a garden in your mind's eye. Of all the good things creeping up like spring, they'll soothe the cost of what's left behind. Don't take it heavy on your good shoulders. We'll circle back round the sun till it fades. Don't take it on you, it's just a cold. Nothing comes easy except for pain.
All the days and all the nights, we've come together, fell apart. A million tears and countless fights, from all the pain inside our hearts. Let's take a breath and turn around before we let each other down. I don't know how we're gonna get there, baby. I don't know how we're gonna get there if we don't try.
We both played the part. Watch the story in the same. Make our points and keep the score. This is love, not a game. There's still hope for us to find, but we're running out of time.
Faith is holding on,
and the rest is letting go.
We'll regret when it's all gone.
We don't do our best to know
what could have been and what might. Comes to you and me. I don't know how we're gonna get there, baby. I don't know how we're gonna get there, baby. I don't know how we're gonna make it if we don't
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Research shows that electric vehicles are far less likely to catch fire than gas-powered cars, but firefighters must be prepared even for unlikely events. So Jack Foltz of Safety and Security Consultation Specialists provides EV safety training to first responders in his home state of Minnesota and beyond. In his classes, he teaches trainees how EVs work.
A lot of the responders don't understand how these vehicles are put together, the amount of safeties that are built into them. They're actually an extremely safe vehicle.
Then they learn how to respond to emergencies involving EVs. They're shown how to disable the cars and what to do in the rare case an EV does catch fire.
The tactics we need to use to extinguish or control this fire are different than what we're used to using on an internal combustion engine car.
For example, he says firefighters must know where an EV battery is housed.
Most commonly, it is underneath the car, so just trying to cool that.
Volt says that as EVs rapidly gain popularity, first responders need to know how to handle them.
If we know the hazards and we know how to control them, we can be very safe when we're working with any incident.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Do you need help? Information about resources such as emergency food, housing, financial, or other social assistance? Simply dial 211 and get connected with a trained professional for information and referrals to available resources. Montana 211 is a free, confidential service available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to connect people in need with people who can help. Those experiencing emotional stress, are in crisis, suicidal, or worried about someone can also call this number to reach a trained crisis counselor. 211 in southwestern Montana is answered by the Help Center. Go to Montana211.org for more information.
Chicago,
Chicago,
Chicago.
KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck-style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. Their summer concert series kicks off with the North Mississippi All-Stars with opener Aaron Golay on Thursday, May 28th. North Fork Crossing plays on Friday, May 29th. Dogs in a Pile are on Saturday, the 30th. Red Shahan with Brennan Scott Green on Sunday, the 31st. Colorado College Bluegrass Ensemble on Wednesday, June 3rd. Humphreys McGee for three nights, Thursday through Saturday, June 4th through 6th. Tom Catmull on Sunday, June 7th. And many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines.
Take a page from your book. no one the noise, but it's the Lord in the trenches. They no be like the general, but the physical, with the people there. They no be like the general, for the battlefield, with the people there. Oh, sometimes I know, sometimes I don't, sometimes I'm trying. Sometimes it's no, sometimes it's yes, but I'm moving. I'm moving. I'm moving. I'm moving. I'm moving.
Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1934. That was the day trucking bosses and leading Teamsters in Minneapolis reached a tentative agreement after a tumultuous week of fighting in the city market. Strikers won many of their demands, including union recognition and the reinstatement of all strikers. Such a thorough victory at the Battle of Deputies Run earlier in the week had shaken the city's elites to their core. As the dust settled on the picket lines, Governor Floyd Olson had called a 24-hour truce in an effort to organize negotiations. The debacle of Ohio National Guardsmen attacking Toledo strikers had reached Minneapolis. Fears of a growing red menace fueled demands for a settlement, prompting Olson to order National Guardsmen into the city's armories armed to the teeth. Historian Brian Palmer, author of Revolutionary Teamsters, The Minneapolis Trucker Strikes of 1934, observed that the May 25th deal settled the strike quickly enough, but final victory would be postponed. Strike leaders had to choose which concessions to make under immense pressure from state politicians, intractable employers, and federal mediators. They also worked to avoid a potentially deadly confrontation with the National Guard. Above all, they demanded union recognition, agreed to arbitration of future disputes, and withdrew the demand for a closed shop. There was no contract, and the inclusion of inside workers proved contentious. Palmer adds the gains were limited but real enough, as strike leaders spelled out what had begun as a violent assault on strikers ended with workers fighting in their own interests, learning that they had only their union to rely on. The open shop offensive was defeated, and union recognition was won. In the weeks ahead, it would become clear the fight was far from over. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at laborhistoryin2.
Gallatin Valley residents are the financial backbone that makes shelter for those experiencing homelessness possible. With the community's generosity, HRDC can provide shelter to 110 unhoused people per night during the cold winter months. They would like to encourage anyone that is able to donate to do so at thehrdc.org/donate. That's thehrdc.org/donate. Everyone deserves a warm place to sleep.
You're listening to KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM.
KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
Thank you. say that I ain't never warned you. Going back to the same place that I've been, it don't mean that I ain't got love for you, and it don't mean that I won't be back again. I'm a rambling desperado, never looking back's my middle name.
Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM, is your go-to place for an online and on-air platform for information, viewpoints, and recorded events not currently available here in the Gallatin Valley. We are 95.9 FM, KGVM Bozeman.
I see you back to your old tricks. Told me you've been working late. Don't you think that you're so slick? Well, I ain't gonna let you skate. You better catch your flies with honey. I'm telling you it's not too late. You're laughing, but it ain't that funny. So you better not hesitate. Won't you just be kind to me? Just be kind to me. I think in time she didn't show. No, I'm sorry. No, I love you. Now how am I gonna let that go? You won't know I've been so cold. Well, lately I've been hard to get. If you love me, show me just before, and you'll find a love that just won't quit. Won't you just be kind to me? Just be kind.
Be kind to me. Of your days flying past.